Now, the Tanya Lo learned upon this Mishnah that Rabbi Yosi Mitayr. Rabbi Yosi says it's Torah, the house still remains Torah. The question is a high, on top of Kuf Chavov. Here's a question is a high, on which case is Rabbi Yosi saying Torah? Elay Masayf, if you want to say it's going on the Sefer, the last case where the juror is facing outside, so that the Gemara Tanakam Manami Torah Komitar, even Tanakam also says the house remains Torah. Because even if you take the size of the mace out of the drawer faces outside, so it goes straight outside, it won't go inside the house. So the house doesn't have to become tummy, so therefore now for sure it's not tummy, because the size mace is in the drawer, which is a pesach tefach, there's a tefach of space in between that and the top of it, so it's a mechitz, it stops the tumma. So the question everybody agrees, what is the basis saying the Torah, even Tanakam also says it's Torah. Error must be like this, Tekoma Tanakama. Tumma v'toicho habayis tamei, like in the Reisha, it said in the Mishnah that if this drawer like is inside the house, and this tumma inside the drawer, so it says habayis tamei. And the reason was why? Because it's safe for lotzeis. Eventually, you'll take it out of the drawer, and then it'll come out. Now, the Mishnah says, why is it tamei there? E mishum the derech tumma lotzeis. Either because it's a derech, that's the way eventually you'll take this tumma out of the box. Will come out and then it'll be metame the house. V'imishum the tumah tumuna bekas. Another reason could be, let's say the cases where the drawer is not a tefach tall, so then it's like covered up the mace. So since it's covered up and there's not a tefach of space in between, so the tumah shoots up and goes out, there's metame the house. Those are two reasons why a Tanakama would say it's tummy. And on this, Ukama Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says back, no. To come with that you say one svara, that derech tumalot says it's a derech for the tumma to come out, so therefore since the drawer is it will be eventually opened up, so we consider the house tummy now. So this is back to that svara. No, the svara could be yachalu loitziyoy lechatzoyin. It's possible to take it out pieces, half at a time. It won't be the time of the house. Or lesor for the mekayim, it's possible to burn the kazayis of mace there in its place without taking it out. So it's not 100%, it'll be tamei, therefore this is even right now, it's not matam in the house. Secondly, the karma, that you said, the karma, from the extra case of tumma tumuna, because that even in the case where the drawer is less than a pesach tefach, it's not a tefach high, so then the pshat is the covering on top of the mace means nothing, but just called the covered up mace, that the tumma shoots up. If so, that you said, that's svarom, because tumma tumuna, if yes, yes, no, if Yosi holds that tumma tumuna, if it's hidden, covered up, ain't no bekas, it doesn't shoot up. So good, this is what Yosi shoot that holds in a case where the mace is covered up, or before we have a clothing on top of the mace, or before the shawl, you have some material put around the bed. If that's on top of the mace, so it covers up the mace, the tumma doesn't come up. That's what Yosi shoot. So the Morris says, now, is that true? I'll ask you, v'rami do Rabbi Yosi, as well as Thiro, on Rabbi Yosi himself, does Rabbi Yosi really hold that in the case we have the mace covered up, the tumma doesn't shoot up? Is that true? I'll throw you a stira. The Tanan learned like this: Ha kelev she'ochal bosa mace, a dog that ate meat of a mace, and now a mace ha kelev. Now the kelev died. So Rashi says, because if the kelev would still be alive, and the kelev walks into a house, Pshita, the house would be Torah. Because that's what we had before, that if the tum is tumuna, hablu of a balichayim, ain't a matama. You have a gezayas of a mace that a dog swallowed up, and the dog's alive, because it's inside a balichay, that for sure protects the tumma, does not shoot up. So here the case is what's going to be if the killer of the dog died. So what's the locha now? Does the tumma come out or not? So it says like this, o mace a killer of mutal al haskufa, it says like on the outside step of the house, and Rashi says b'tzavor lefnim, and the neck of the dog is like inside the house. Look like this, Rabbi Meir says, im yesh b'tzavor pesach tefach, if the opening of the neck is wide a tefach of this dog, so then maybe it's a tumma. Then we consider that kazayis meis that's inside the kelev, as if the kelev is like the oil over it, and since there's a tefach there, it's going to come out through the mouth. So consider the tumma coming out of the mouth, it goes up into the house, and it's matame everything in the house. And Rashi says, in yesh b'tzavorah pesach tefach, that means roichav tefach b'tzavorah. Maybe it's a tumma. Mishum the doif, now you must have the top wall of the neck, mayil ala tum, it's like an oil, it's like covering over the tumah, and b'roish yashen, the end of the neck, mamshech oil, lebayis, brings it into the house. And therefore the tumah now comes out through the piv into the house. Now Rashi picks up, v'yafagav di'ein lo oil, shechol le tefach, even though the chura inside the dog itself is not an opening of a tefach, there's not a space to have a tefach, so Rav Meir, the mamshech, still it, mamshech, it brings the tumah through, hoyo v'roch boy tefach, since it's wide a tefach, there's the top of the neck of the dog, if it's wide a tefach, that's enough to make it pranoil. That's what we're saying now, yesh b'tzavor, if a tefach means it's wide a tefach, the neck, so that brings along the tumah into the house. V'yim lav, let's say the neck is not wide a tefach, then ain't the maybe it's a tumah, then it cannot bring. Rashi says, because the whole shein by roch of tefach, if it's not wide a tefach, not 4 inches wide, any oil, that's not called an oil, a protector, like an oil. The Kribnam, I learned the Mishnah oilis, tefach ha tefach, arem tefach mruba, mevi is a tumah. Like something for to be an oil, like you're covering over the mace, it has to be at least a tefach wide. So here, if the top of the neck of this dog is wide a tefach, that would be like an oil to bring the tumah inside, and if not, not. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Royin mikineged hashkoif. His that means we have to see where exactly that kezayif of meat that the dog swallowed is. So let's see. If it's like inside the shkoif, inside the lentil of the door, like it's inside the door, ulifnin, it's from the mashkof, means under the lentil of the door, inside, then habayis tamay. We consider as if the kezayif of the mace is inside the house, then the bayis becomes tamay. But if the kezayis of the mace inside the dog, that kezayis of meat itself, if we could tell that it's outside the door, then habayis tor, then the bayis remains tor. So Rashi says, habayis tor mehashd, with half a minute was that the tzav itself is not wide a tefach. So Yossi says, so it's not an oil, but it depends where the actual mace is. If the mace itself is inside the house, sends tummy, it shoots up. So it's going to be the question, even though it's covered up. So you see a tumuna, even though it's covered up the mace, still the tumor shoots up. So this is the stira. Before we said in Rabbi Yossi, when the mace is covered up, the tumor does not shoot up. And here we see, even though the dog swallowed this kezias of a mace, still if that kezias is inside the house, and there's no tefach on top, it's not a mail, still we say the house is tummy. Of course, the tumah shoots up. That's the theory in Rabbi Yossi. Here we see, even though the mace is covered up, still the tumah shoots up. Yeah, but if the kezayis of the mace is outside the house, then the house remains tall. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Now, Rabbi Lazar says, piv lipnim, if the mouth of the dog is inside the house, habayis is tall, then the bayis is tall. Because if the mouth of the dog is inside, that means the backside is out of the house. And usually the way it should come out of the dog is through the back. So therefore, we don't look as if it's in the house. It looks like it's coming out through the back. So it's called the bayis tor. What's going to be piv l'chutz? Let's say the mouth of the dog is outside. That means his backside is inside the house. Then how bayis tamei? If they should tumah, yoytze derech shulav. Because most probably, it would have come out through his legs, through his bottom. That's where it would have come out. That's where blood is tested. We have to see like where the base array, where it comes out of the body. If that part is inside the house, then the bayis is tummy. If that side is outside the house, then the bayis is tor. Reb Yehuda ben Mesei Reimer, he says no. Reb Yehuda ben Mesei Reimer, ben kach and ben kach, bayis tummy. In both cases, we consider the house to be tummy. Rashi says, because even though the pim with the mouth is inside, and the rest of the body is outside, but sometimes the dog may like spit it up, vomit it up. So it's possible it may still come up through the mouth. Therefore, in both places, we consider as if the opening is what brings through the tumah, will be tummy even outside also. Even though the mouth is inside, the bayis will still be tummy. That's what we do them say resvara. But the Gemara says, though, what's this case talking about, though? My love, aren't we talking about here, usually when the dog swallows something, a'ein b'tzavor p'sech tefach koi, that inside is no, it's not an opening of a tefach. It's not even wide a tefach, and still koi Reb Yossi. There's almost such a case, and still Reb Yossi says what? That if the tumah is inside the house, then the house becomes tamei. The question is why? There's no din oil here. So it must be Ushmamina that tumet tumuna. Even though this mace is covered up by the body of the dog, so what? By cast, still it shoots up. Yeah. So what's the story in Rabbi Yossi? Here we see this bakas, and there we see it's not bakas. So Mor says, Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Royin es chalal hatumo kitoni. They would say now we look the chalal, the opening of this tumor. So Rashi is like this, Omar Rabba, that Rabbi Yossi Rashi says, Lava ain't the tzavar tefach koi. Rabbi Yossi is not talking about a case where the neck of the dog is not wide a tefach. Ul chum at the same Rabbi Yossi is being machmir. No, the osma filu tumah v'fnim abayis Torah. The tumah, because really Rabbi Yossi holds, if the tumah is covered up, it doesn't go up. Elo rather, Rabbi Yossi is talking about yesh b'tzavav tzav tefach, where the neck itself is wide tefach. And therefore, he's saying now a svar l'kul to be mekel. It's because like this, Rashi says, Tikoma Rabbi Meir Meir says, oyil hatzavir mamshech hatumah, that if the neck itself is wide tefach, that's like an oil, it can bring the tumah from outside out into the house. Hoyel v'roch, but ever since it's a water tefach. V'yafel pi shein chalol tefach. Even though inside the dog itself there's not a space opening of air of a tefach, that's what Rabbi Meir says. On this, the Kovler Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says back, no. Royin et chal ha-tumah. Let's see how much air space there is in the neck of the dog. Chalal ha-tzavr. Im yesh b'chalol tefach. If there's also an air space inside the neck of the tefach, then mamshach, then it'll be called a good oil. V'yemlav, but if there's not a pesach tefach inside, ain't the mamshach, then it won't bring the tum along. Because other rabbis, if you're a shita, since it's a tumah, tumuna, it's covered up, so that's buried there like, the tumah doesn't come up. V'arroinis ha-tumah, she says, la'arroinis mokam, shchivas ha-tumah koma, but rather here, the chalal is going on. That's what Rabbi says again. Some of Rabbi says, Royin es chalal ha-tumah katani. We have to look upon if there's an air space there in the neck of a tefach. For Rabbi Yossi betarati plig, Rabbi Yossi argues in 2 points. Okomol el Rabbi Meir says that to Rabbi Meir like this. To karma, that you Rabbi Meir says, im yesh ki yesh betzavar paseh tefach, maybe it's a tumah, you hold as long as the neck is wide a tefach. That's enough to make it into an oil. So even though the mace, like the Gazayas mace, is outside the house, but as long as the opening of the mouth is inside the house, the neck is like an oil to bring the tum inside the house. And now Nabi says, me, bosa chalola zlinen. I go bosa chalola, you have to see how much airspace there is inside. It'll only be a good oil if there's an airspace of a tefach inside. Bosa chalola zlinen. And over here, since inside the neck there's no tefach of space, he holds the tumah doesn't come in. Well, the karma that you say, Hoyeskupe kula tomei mikneged hashkoif ulefnim. Shall I be gorus here? Spacing since shita. The karma drasha laskupe here kula tomeya mikneged hashkoif ulefnim habayis tomei mikneged hashkoif ulechutz habayit tor. You ask like this, so the karma that you say, al horoscope kulo, habayis tomei, you say like if the dog is only on the outside step, still the bias could become tomei. V'yafo pi shein piv min hashkoif lefnim, even though the mouth is not inside, te kochosh v'kol haskupuk lefnim, you count the whole outside stoop as if it's inside the house. V'yaskupa rochpo v'shokam echutech v'yadelis, yeah. So on this, Rabbi Yossi says no. He holds no, it's not that way. So again, the Gershom is comrade that the outside stoop is enough. So Rabbi Yossi says no. Mikenegra shkof lefnim by his tummy. Only if it's inside the house does it become tummy. But mikenegra shkof lechutz. But if it's outside the mashkof the lentil of the house, then by his tor, it's not enough for the mace here to be on the outside stoop of the house. The outside stoop, the askufa, that's not called part of the house, that's called outside. So for Rabbi Yossi, like argues in 2 points, he's mekel both ways. It's only tum tamei if the kelev is inside the house, and also only if there's a pesach tefach. It has to be inside the neck, also an airspace of a tefach. Another one says, Rav Acha Brei the Rava Masnula that Hilan Klila like this, that Rabbi Yossi says, Royenes Chalal Hatuma. We have to see the space inside. If it's if there's an opening of a tefach, then it brings tum. If not, not. Now, Oman Tana the Pola Galei, Hutaki argues on Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon who? Goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya learn like this. Why the time went like this? Rabbi Shimon says, Shalosh tumos, Porshos.